再次向在座的弟兄姐妹们，还有透过线上来去观看我们和参与崇拜的弟兄姐妹们来问安。
Once again, good morning to all the congregation members here and also those joining us online.
Yeah, 今天谢谢美丽，今天在领唱的时候，我们读出了今天我们的信息的经文，就是路加福音第二章八到二十节。
We thank you, Sister Mei Li, for also reciting earlier our sermon passage for today, which is from the Luke chapter 2.
然后呢，我今天呢就不在这里呢来去念这段的经文了。
So I will not repeat the passage again.
我相信路加福音第二章记载天使报信息给牧羊人，有关耶稣基督降生，就是道成肉身的故事事件。对一般的基督徒来说，肯定非常的熟悉。
I think the message from Luke chapter 2, recording about the good news that was proclaimed to the shepherds about the birth of Jesus Christ, I'm sure that this is something very familiar to all Christians.
然后特别是在这个第十四节里面有讲到说，在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人，我们大家似乎都可以说背起来了。
And in particular, in verse 14, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. And I think that this verse, many people would be able to memorize it by heart.
PPT 的可以放一下吗？按不到那个 PPT。弟兄们，让我们一起来读出这段经文啊，这段的话好不好吗？在至高之处，荣耀归于上帝；在地上，平安归于他所喜悦的人。我们一起来念，一二三。
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on those on whom His favor rests.
这些圣经的故事，我们每一年都在传讲，也在去做这个教导。
We repeat these verses from the Bible yearly, and we teach our congregation on these verses.
然而，在面对现代人们庆祝圣诞节的重点呢，已经逐渐变得商业化了。
But the emphasis of Christmas, or the main point of Christmas for many parts of the world, has become commercialized.
加上我们也知道说，世界各地呢也都发生了这个战争，比如说乌克兰跟这个。俄罗斯或者是以色列跟这个加沙这个战争。
And at this point in time, also there are many places in the world where there's war going on. For example, in Russia, Ukraine, as well as Israel and Hamas.
我们也看到说，好像世界在发生了许多的天灾人祸，比如说最近的这个甘肃这个大地震。
We also see many natural disasters happening in many places in the world. For example, in China, in Gansu, there's been an earthquake.
所以在这样这个世界各种的这个灾难战争的局势的这个环境下，刚才所念的那一节经文究竟还能够带给现代人有多大的盼望和这个感动呢？
And looking at around us, all the disasters, the calamities, the wars, how would the verses that we've read today, how does it bring hope and motivate people?
在经文所讲的平安、喜乐、和好等等，
And the virtues in the verses about glory, about peace, about love, and about reconciliation.
而在过去的几周
，In the last few weeks,
下一章，讲台的信息呢，以这个君王的诗篇第93到98篇呢，作为的主轴来宣讲说，耶和华上帝就是万王之王。
And in the verses that we had mentioned in the sermons in the last few weeks about Jehovah, that he's being praised as the supreme leader, the king of majesty and glory.
全地呢都要来去歌颂赞美他的这个治理威严，将他的所得的荣耀来归给他。
And the whole world is to magnify and to praise him for his rule and for his authority.
当我们这几周一直讲这位在诗篇里被歌颂为至高统治者又充满荣耀的王呢，对我们的信仰和生活所受到的冲击或面对的压力，究竟又能够产生哪些实质的影响跟帮助呢？
And For all the praise that we give to the glory to God and the supreme leader and all the praises, and how would it impact in a tangible way all the challenges, the pressures, and all the disasters and all the happenings around us.
愿圣灵带领跟光照，借着今天的这个不同的这个经文的阅读，让主基督道成了的肉身的信息呢，能够帮助我们有不一样的这个思维和方式来庆祝今年的圣诞节。
May the Holy Spirit lead us today in the verses so that we can see what the Word becoming flesh would help us to have a different paradigm and a different way of thinking about how we would celebrate Christmas.
然后在混乱与糟糕的这个处境里面呢，仍然可以领受到他所赐的平安和这个喜乐。
And in such a chaotic and disastrous environment that we face, that we continue to receive peace and to receive joy.
因为在这个主前600到6700年前呢，以色列的一位先知以赛亚呢，其实他有发出了一个预言，就是说有个婴孩要诞生，他要继承大卫王的宝座，来治理上帝的这个子民。
About 600 to 700 years before Christ, the prophet Isaiah had already proclaimed in his prophecy that a child is to be born and that he would inherit the throne of King David.
这段的经文呢，是记载在以赛亚书第9章第6节到第7节，我只念第6节。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试全能的上帝、永在的父、和平的君。
And this is recorded in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 to 7. For to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
不但如此呢，在以赛亚书第62章6到12节里面呢，也告诉我们和要求他的子民。
And further in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 11.
应当活在这个确据之中，因为他给予的这个应许呢，都是真的。其中之一呢，就是要宣告救恩与救主的这个身份到来。And
they were to live in what the Bible what he has proclaimed in verse 11, the Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth, say to daughter Zion, see, your Savior has come.
是的，就是在62章第11节也这么说。 而当主耶稣基督出生时呢，这个预言所赐予弥赛亚拯救者来到的应许呢，就完全被应验了，因为他就是那位的弥赛亚，我们的拯救者已来到。And
with the birth of Jesus, this prophecy has been fulfilled in Isaiah. The rescuer, the Savior has come, and he is the Messiah, and he has come, the Savior has come.
而在圣经多处呢，也描述了这个拯救者呢，他有独特的这个大君王的这个形象。And
in many parts of the Bible, it describes the Savior and as the King.
比如说在诗篇第97篇第9节。
For example, in Psalms chapter 97, verse 9.
因为你耶和华至高，超乎全地，受尊崇。 远超万神之上.
For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
特别请注意看这个经文里面有这个至高这个词，是提醒诗篇的读者或者是我们。
And in particular, look at the word here, the most high. It is to remind us, the readers.
全地跟诸天呢，都是属于他的。 他是以这个威严、公义和公平的这个标准来去审判、治理与统治全地，是最高的统治者和大君王。And
that this is to remind us that the Most High means that He has authority and that He rules with righteousness and fairness over and judgment over all creation.
而且呢，他更是一位愿意赐福。 充满能力，能够去拯救金钱、信靠他的人脱离危险的至高神。
And he's someone who is willing to bless, that he's filled with power, and he's able to save those who, in his favor, to leave danger and to into the highest places.
我再强调点，他是治理和统治全地最高的大君王，是一位充满能力的至高神。
And I emphasize again that he is power, he's full of power and authority, he is the Most High.
既然他是这样一位特别的神，将这位拯救者给信靠他的人又带来了哪一些的这个拯救的恩典和祝福呢？
And since he's the Almighty God, so how, what does he bring to the people he has saved?
在提多书第三章五跟七节有稍微讲到这一些事情。
And this is recorded in Titus chapter 3 verse 5-7.
第五节说，他救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，而是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。第七节，好让我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的这个盼望成为后世。
He saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit in verse 7, so that having been justified by His grace, we might become heirs having the hope of eternal life.
保罗在这里很清楚地指出说，唯有因着他的慈爱跟怜悯呢，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新呢，我们才能得救，得称为义。
Paul clearly points out to us that because of his mercy, that through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, then we can be justified by grace before him.
简而言之呢，就是唯有借着上帝主动所赐的恩典，在基督里呢，使我们罪被洁净，成为他的子民。
Simply put, it is only through the grace of God that we can become children of God.
我们因此拥有了新生命和永远在他的基业和国度中有份。
So that we can have an inheritance and we have a part in His kingdom.
然后借着圣灵的内住呢，成为一个新造的人。
And that we can be renewed and become a new creation.
并得着圣灵的这个浇灌和帮助，我们拥有这个能力来去活出新生命的样式跟这个见证。
And that with the from the Holy Spirit and help from the Holy Spirit, that we can have a new life and a new energy and a new witness.
感谢赞美主，我们今天看到有十多位的弟兄姐妹愿意接受这个洗礼、坚信礼和转会到喜年堂这个属灵的大家庭。
And praise be to God that we have more than 10 brothers and sisters who are willing and who have come forward for baptism, confirmation, and also changing of the church membership.
恭喜你们，因着耶稣基督道成了肉身和舍身完成的救赎工作呢，以及圣的喜所带来的这个更新呢，你们拥有了这个新生命跟新生活的样式。
Congratulations, and it is through the Word becoming flesh and the sacrificing Word of Jesus Christ and the washing of the Holy Spirit and the rebirth that now you have a new life in Christ.
并传授了上帝所赐的永生盼望，以及成为他后世的这个恩典。
And that you have the inheritance and the hope and become children heirs to the grace.
我们为着这一切所领受的祝福恩典，我们将一切的荣耀归给我们的上帝。
And for all that we receive, we give praise to God.
但愿今天呢，也借着路加福音第二章八到二十节的这个信息分享。
And also to share with you from the Luke chapter 2 verse 8 to 20, from the verses.
就是记载有关天使、天君、牧羊人和玛利亚的这个原语及旨呢。
And through the shepherds telling others about God, and through the angels proclaiming in heaven, and through the ruminations of Mary.
来帮助我们学习活出新生活样式的应该做的三件事情。
And to help us to that in our lives, the three things that we are to focus on.
第一个，我们来看天使天君为这个好消息来发出这个赞美，也就是颂赞。
The first thing is the shepherds giving praise to God.
他们向牧羊人来去宣告了一个关乎万民的大喜的信息，就是在大卫的城里呢诞生了一位救赎，就是主基督这件事。
The host of angels praised the good news and proclaimed to people about the coming Christ.
对天使天君来说呢，他们知道基督的降生呢已经把至高上帝的荣耀无法用肉眼看到的存在被彰显了出来。
And the host of angels are able to show the people that the glory of the God is now being shown to the people.
以及呢为人与上帝人与人之间带来了和好跟这个平安。
And to have a peace to all mankind.
所以呢天使天君呢是带着这个使命和对上帝的作为怀着感恩的心呢来发出这个赞美宣告大喜的这个信息。
And so the angels have a mission with a mission and a grateful heart for what God has done and to send out praise and announcing the message to the people.
所以在第十节他们会这么去宣告说，在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And that's why it says that there's glory to God in heaven, highest heaven and on earth peace on earth to those who his favor rests.
根据圣经的记载，其实天使都多次向人显现并带出这个宣告。
According to records in the Bible, that there are many times the angels have appeared to people.
旧约的这个应许已经应验了。
The prophecies from the Old Testament have been fulfilled.
过去活在黑暗捆绑中的人呢，如今要得到自由，因为恩典已临到选择在耶稣基督里的人了。
Those are people who have been living in bondage and in the dark, today they are going to be free because the grace of God has come on those people whom God favors.
现在我们看第二组的人就是牧羊人。
And the second group of people we are going to look at are the shepherds.
牧羊人呢，他将这个福音呢来去告诉别人。
The shepherds proclaim the good news to the people.
我们看到这个牧羊人天使为什么要去向这个普通的牧羊人来显现呢？
Why is it that the angels chose to tell the good news to the shepherds?
因为上帝他关注卑微的这个群体。
Because God looks on those who are humble heart.
我们也看到这个牧羊人呢有一些独特之处。
And the shepherds, there are some special features about these shepherds.
请帮忙安回上一张可以吗？投影片。第一点我们来看这些牧羊人呢，他们没有心存疑惑或不信的心。
The shepherds do not have a doubt or disbelief.
当天使对他们说，今天你们的救主诞生了，然后那抱着布窝在马槽里的婴孩就是基督了。
When the angels proclaim to them that today your Savior is born and he will be found in the manger.
那牧羊人怎么样？他们就决定了说，往伯利恒去看上帝所指示的事。
And for the shepherds, straight away they would travel all the way to Bethlehem to look for their Savior.
然后第二呢，就是我们看到牧羊人呢，他们很赶紧的，毫不沾言的去寻找。
And they did it quickly and without delay.
你看到吗？当这群的牧羊人，他一听到天使的宣布说，就放下忙碌的工作呢，赶紧按照指示去寻找。
When they heard the news, they quickly put down all their busy work and we went out to search for the Messiah.
完全没有说啊，等一下可以吗？或者是拖泥带水的，慢慢来。
They did not delay. They did not use excuses to delay.
我们反而看见，就是他们急忙去了，然后找到了这个玛利和约瑟，还有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And they straight away they went on to look for the Messiah, and they found Mary and Joseph with the baby in the manger.
然后第三呢，我们看到牧羊人把这个好消息或者是福音呢，去传给了其他人。
And the shepherds were also sharing the good news and the gospel with other people.
经文告诉我们说，牧羊人他们寻找到了这个窝在马槽里的婴孩之后呢，他们不是说悄悄的就回去牧羊，而是说把这个好消息传给了其他人。
When they heard about the good news, they did not hide it and keep it among themselves, but they were able to share the good news with others.
让其他人也有这个机会听到福音，而且凡听见的都很说惊讶，牧羊人对他们所说的话。
And so the others were also surprised, but they were also amazed and with joy receive the good news.
弟兄姐妹们，这群无名的牧羊人竟然成了第一批传福音的使者。
Brothers and sisters, these are the early missionaries who are able to share the gospel.
他们第一时间把经历到的事情传开了。
And they were able to quickly and rapidly share the good news.
我相信在我们的生活中，当我们知道或者是得到了一个大喜的好消息，我们绝对不会将它隐藏起来，对吗？
In our daily lives, when you hear good news, a good bargain, a good something, we would quickly share it.
我们肯定会带着欢喜快乐心说，迫不及待告诉别人说。
And we would we can't stop ourselves, and we quickly want to share the good news.
我中奖了。
Oh, I won the lottery.
但不是中 COVID 啦。
But not COVID.
比较安静一点哦。对。可能说我被公司升职加薪了。
Oh, I've received a raise from my company.
我的孩子顺利出生了。
Oh, my child is born.
这个就是牧羊人当他们听到这个好消息之后所做的这个反应。
And this is the reaction of the shepherds when they hear the good news.
然后第三，我们要看的就是玛利亚。
And thirdly, we focus on Mary.
下一章。我们看到玛利亚呢，经文告诉我们，玛利亚内心她反复思考。
The verse talk about Mary's inner ruminations or reflections.
如果你注意看一下，根据路加福音记载，当天使向玛利亚去传递上帝的话，或者跟她说话的时候，我们会发现她总是属于那种把一切的事存在心里。反复思考的人。
According to the records in the Gospel of Luke, when God's word and is spoken and spoken to Mary, we find that she's somebody who keep all these in her heart and would think about it repeatedly in her mind.
这对她有哪些的帮助呢？
How has this been helpful to her?
我举例来说，我们看这个第一章31跟32节。
Let's look at verse 31 to 32.
然后从这边当中我们可以看到说，让他更认识我们的主耶稣。
So that she can know our Lord Jesus better.
比如说，在三十一的下半节说，给他起名叫耶稣。
For example, he will be called he giving him the name Jesus.
让他能够帮助我们说，哦，因为他降世为要拯救罪人。
Because he's here to save sinners.
他要伟大。
He is to be great.
就是说他在万有中居首位。
And that means that amongst the men he'll be the highest.
要称为至高者的儿子。
And he's to be son of God.
他就是神子。
That means he is the son of God.
那我们直接看到来到第三十七节的时候。
And in verse 37.
因着他的反复的思考。
Because she is because of her reflections.
然后让他呢能够更知道上帝的话语呢是充满了这个力量。
And she knows that the God's word is all powerful.
第三十七节这么说，因为出于上帝的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For she says in verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail.
上一章可以吗？那个 slide。那只要说上帝的话语是充满这个力量的。
That God's word is all powerful.
上帝的话语呢，是一切问题的这个答案。
And it's the answer to all problems.
当我们能够说像玛利亚这样经常的反复思考上帝的话语，
When we are able to reflect on God's word daily,
它能够帮助我们在信仰跟生活面对困惑的时候呢，我们能够找到应对的力量跟这个答案。
So that in daily lives when we face challenges, we are able to find the strength and the answer through our repeated reflections and thinking on God's word.
然后今天我们的第二章第十九节也继续的讲述说。
And in chapter 2, verse 19, it continues to say,
下一章，玛利亚却把一切的事存在心里反复思考。
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
她做了如此神学式的这个反应呢，能够帮助她了解说，主基督道成肉身呢，是具有更深层的这个意义。
That almost theological reaction to the words of God helped her to understand the word becoming flesh and all the things that have happened and the deeper meaning and all.
虽然说当下没有办法完全理解这个道成了肉身的这个带来深层的意义。
At that point in time, she might not have understood the deeper meaning of the incarnation of God of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以每当圣诞节的到来
，So every time when Christmas approaches，
当我们看见说到处都是所有五彩缤纷的装饰，或者有这个播放圣诞歌曲的这个歌声的时候
，When we see the beautiful decorations and all the Christmas songs and music，
其实都在提醒我们。
Actually, it is a reminder to us。
上帝的儿女，你们要起来庆祝，要起来宣告。
That children of God, that you are to celebrate and you are to proclaim。
弟兄们，不是只有庆祝，我们要庆祝加宣告。
It is not just to celebrate, but to celebrate and proclaim。
因为我们的拯救者已经来到了，他是治理和统治全地的大君王，最高的统治者。
It is to tell us that, it is to proclaim that our Savior has come and that He is the great King, the supreme ruler, who governs and rules over the entire earth.
他更是一位愿意赐福，能够充满能力拯救敬虔信靠他的人脱离这个危险的至高神。
And He is one who is able to there is the Most High.
第三点，下一章，我们因着主基督道成的肉身和舍身完成的救赎的工作了，以及圣灵的洗和带的更新。
Through the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the renewal of things,
让我们拥有了新生命和新生活的样式。
That we have a new life and a new way of living.
然后我们也承受了上帝所赐的永生的盼望和成为他后世的这个恩典。
And we have the hope of eternal life and the grace of becoming His heirs.
所以，我们看为现今的世界局势或者环境，就算它变得何等的这个糟糕呢，我们都应当每天都充满这个平安跟喜乐，去颂赞他的恩典和眷顾。
So no matter how the external environment, how hostile it is, all the wars and the calamities and disasters, through it all we can continue to receive peace and joy.
我们不要再说去叹气，我说看环境如何，因为他是至高的神。
We do not have to sigh and to be depressed anymore because of the external environment, because He is the Most High.
下一章，去年的圣诞节呢，讲到我鼓励大家说，我们要学习像过去那种追随耶稣的族类，追星族的东方博士。
In last year's Christmas sermon, I encourage everyone to be like those seeking the stars, the stargazers.
在圣诞节这个很好的机会呢，我们可以给予付出，然后将耶稣的爱跟这个盼望呢带出去。
This year Christmas, I hope that it's a good opportunity to share the God's love and Jesus' love and hope as a present for others.
然后呢，今年呢，我鼓励大家能够学习像天使、天君、牧羊人和这个玛利亚这样做三件的事情。
And this year, I will encourage all of us to be like the angelic hosts, the shepherds, and Mary, doing these three things.
下一章，第，我们要学习向天使、天君为好消息来发出这个赞美。
Like the hosts of angels to praise about the good news.
我们带着感恩的心呢，每天来向天父发出这个赞美颂赞，然后因为耶稣基督已经道成了肉身，将丰盛的恩典、拯救跟和好呢，还有生命跟喜乐，带给这个地上来渴望永恒平安的人们，或是我们。
To have a grateful heart and continue to give praise to God that Jesus has come and the Word has become flesh and has brought us blessings of grace and salvation.
然后呢，第二，我们要学习像牧羊人将美好的福音来去告诉别人。
And number two, we have to learn like the shepherds to share the good news and the gospel with others.
我们带着毫无怀疑的信心。
And without doubt and with strong faith.
我们带着很赶紧迫切的这个态度。
And without delay and without any delay to actively positive attitude.
把主基督道成了肉身的这个好消息福音呢，来去传给向别人来分享。
To share with others the good news about the Word becoming flesh and about the good news of the gospel with others.
好吧，我们在这圣诞节期间，我们除了自己在庆祝圣诞，我们至少向一个人来去宣讲、分享这个 耶稣基督诞生的福音，好吗？
Okay, so that during this Christmas period, in the midst of all the celebration, that we will share at least with one other person, at least with one other person, the good news.
第三，我们要学习像玛利亚的内心，能够常常有反复思考。
Just like Mary, we continue daily to have continued reflection on God's word.
帮助自己呢，对主基督道成了肉身的这个意义，他的身份，他的使命，不断有更深一层的认识。
That the word becoming flesh, its meaning, it's the identity and the deeper layer of understanding that every day we continue to learn more.
知道他的话语呢是充满这个力量，这不单呢能够帮助我们在信仰跟生活面对困惑时呢，我们能够从主的真道里呢能够找到答案跟力量。我们对向他人传福音的时候呢，他的帮助也很大。
That we know that God's word never fails, and this will help us in our daily lives, our faith, and even and especially when we face difficulties. And from there, we are able to find the answers and renew our strength, so that this will be helpful when we share the gospel with others.
所以，当我们每天早上如果有喝这个三合一咖啡或者是茶的时候呢，记得提醒自己。我要拥有像天使、像牧羊人、像玛利亚的这样一个态度过我的生活。
Then, so daily when we are having our morning drink, that we'll remember these three work for us like the angels, what the shepherds are proclaiming and sharing, and just like Mary to reflect daily on God's word.
这时候我要向大啊、请大家向你的在座的左右前的人。然后给予他们祝福和这个激励，彼此说这一句话。下一章，就是在至高之处荣耀归于上帝，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。我们跟我们的左右来前后来说这句话。
This verse with the people on your left and right. Yeah, just say to them, "Glory to God in the highest."
在至高之处荣耀归于上帝。
In the highest heaven and on earth,
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Amen.
Amen.我们要像天使一样。
We are like the angels.
我们一起讲，我们要像天使一样。
我们要像天使一样，
发出这个赞美。
发出那赞美。
我们要像牧羊人一样。
Just like the shepherds.
将福音告诉别人。
To share the gospel with others.
我们要像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
内心不断的反复思考神的话语。
We continue to reflect on God's word.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
全能父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
感谢你透过今天的信息
with today's word,
让我们能够从天使天君、牧羊人和玛利亚身上学习三件事情。
That we learn from the angelic hosts, from the shepherds and from Mary.
我们要为着这个主基督道成了肉身这个好消息，我们每一天献上感恩。
That Lord, we continue to give thanks daily for the word becoming flesh.
因为你的道成肉身，使我们能够领受到很大的祝福和这个恩典。
And because of this, the word becoming flesh, we are able to receive your grace and your blessings.
我们要学习像牧羊人一样，将福音来去告诉别人。
Just like the shepherds, Lord, we want to share your word with others.
我们要带着那个信心和赶紧的心来去将这个好消息福音传给别人。
With faith and without delay, we want to share.
我们也要学习像玛利亚这样，不断去思考你的这个话语，使到我们能够从你的话语里面得到力量，得到帮助。
Just like Mary, we also want to have a deeper understanding of her word, so that Lord, your word can also work in our lives, that it will be able to help us.
帮助我们，祝我们在今年有一个不一样的圣诞节。
That this year, Lord, our Christmas will be different.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
And in Jesus' name we pray, Amen.